You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 17, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why equity for black scholars faces growing backlash. In 2023, the University of Cambridge appointed Jason Arday as a full professor of sociology of education. At age 37, he became the youngest black scholar appointed to a chair in the history of the university. His appointment was celebrated worldwide as a victory over personal and systemic adversity. Diagnosed with global development delay in early childhood, Arday did not speak until age 11. He did not read or write until his late teens. His rapid rise through British universities carried immense symbolic weight. However, this breakthrough also brought intense public scrutiny. Trailblazing scholars often face hypervisibility that exposes them to unique pressures. They become institutional symbols of diversity while remaining isolated within executive corridors. Such isolation often leaves scholars vulnerable when political climates shift. This dynamic reveals how universities celebrate diversity milestones while leaving structural barriers untouched. Western higher education developed alongside colonial expansion and transatlantic slavery. In the 19th century, premier universities produced and legitimated theories of racial hierarchy. Institutions such as University College London housed figures like Francis Galton, who formalized eugenics. These early ideologies created exclusionary policies that kept black thinkers out of formal academic spaces. For generations, black intellectual traditions had to develop outside mainstream elite institutions. These historical barriers continued to shape modern academic disciplines. Scholars of color fought for decades to validate their scholarship within traditional faculties. Understanding how the origins of black studies emerged reveals this ongoing struggle against institutional gatekeeping. Modern universities still struggle with these colonial legacies. Today, faculty diversity initiatives frequently encounter resistance rooted in century-old administrative traditions. Grassroots student campaigns have challenged Eurocentric syllabi over the past decade. In 2014, students launched the "Why Is My Curriculum White?" campaign at University College London. Shortly after, the "Rhodes Must Fall" movement started in South Africa and moved to Oxford. These movements called for a structural reassessment of institutional culture. Activists demanded an honest accounting of how colonialism shaped modern scientific and humanities curricula. These campaigns highlighted fundamental contradictions within academic institutions. These debates echo earlier Enlightenment contradictions where ideals of universal liberty coexisted with racial subordination. Modern institutions often responded by forming committees and publishing diversity pledges. However, critics note that these frameworks often serve public relations purposes rather than redistributing institutional authority. Consequently, scholars of color continue to operate within spaces resistant to fundamental pedagogical change. Minoritized academics face unique workplace pressures described as cultural taxation. Sociologist Amado Padilla introduced this concept to describe the uncompensated labor placed upon faculty of color. Academic institutions frequently appoint minoritized faculty to equity committees to ensure visible representation. These scholars also provide informal pastoral care to underrepresented students seeking mentorship. This invisible service consumes significant hours each week. Traditional promotion matrices prioritize peer-reviewed research grants and published monographs over pastoral care. Therefore, heavy diversity service can actively slow down professional advancement. When institutions market diversity without adjusting tenure criteria, faculty of color experience severe burnout. They carry the institutional burden of reform while enduring administrative stagnation. In recent years, higher education has become a central battleground in political culture wars. Conservative think tanks and digital activists have developed coordinated strategies targeting equity initiatives. These campaigns employ automated digital tools to scan the publications of prominent scholars of color. Minor citation discrepancies and boilerplate language are frequently framed as widespread academic fraud. This tactic was evident in the campaign against former Harvard University President Claudine Gay in 2024. Independent reviewers found citation errors that warranted corrections but determined they did not constitute intentional research misconduct. Nevertheless, coordinated media campaigns forced her resignation. Jason Arday highlighted this pattern during a keynote address titled, Wanted Dead or Alive, The Playbook. He warned that politicized auditing was weaponized against scholars of color to dismantle diversity programs. In mid-2026, Professor Arday faced intense public controversy regarding citation queries and biographical details. An earlier review by Liverpool John Moores University had dismissed misconduct claims regarding his doctoral dissertation. However, renewed digital campaigns led Cambridge to initiate an internal review. The scrutiny expanded across social media platforms and traditional press outlets. Arday resigned from his chair at Cambridge in August 2026 while the university inquiry remained unresolved. Days later, he tragically passed away. His family explained that an aggressive public harassment campaign severely harmed his mental health. The tragic episode highlighted the lack of crisis support for targeted scholars. Examining how black politics operates in hostile environments illustrates the personal toll of public opposition. Racial disparities in higher education begin well before faculty appointments. In the United Kingdom, data shows an undergraduate awarding gap between black and white qualifiers. This metric measures the disparity in top degree classifications among students entering with comparable qualifications. Black students receive first-class degrees at rates significantly lower than their white peers. Statistical studies confirm that prior attainment alone does not explain this disparity. Historically, institutions explained these disparities through deficit models that blame student preparation. Today, regulatory bodies require universities to address structural classroom practices and assessment methods. The 1999 McPherson Report defined institutional racism as organizational failure to support people equitably. Decades later, public universities still work to eliminate these persistent gaps. Faculty unions and academic organizations are demanding comprehensive reforms to institutional duty of care. The University and College Union has called for robust defenses against coordinated digital harassment. When political groups launch coordinated attacks, institutions often leave individual academics to defend themselves. This lack of support exposes vulnerable faculty to unmonitored harassment. Advocacy groups argue that universities must create protocols to filter bad faith complaints. Institutions need rapid response teams to manage external harassment campaigns. Furthermore, universities must provide legal protections and mental health resources to targeted faculty. Academic freedom requires that institutions actively protect scholars from public intimidation campaigns. Current academic equity policies often favor symbolic milestones over substantive structural change. Appointing individual scholars to leadership chairs does not eliminate entrenched pipeline disparities. The structural extraction of labor from faculty of color mirrors broader historical exploitation across academic systems. Real institutional equity requires transparent tenure systems and protective workplace policies. Higher education must re-evaluate its commitments to faculty well-being and academic freedom. Academic communities must distinguish between fair scholarly review and bad faith political intimidation. Protecting scholars of color requires institutional courage and systemic accountability. Universities must ensure that future trailblazers find genuine structural protection rather than isolated visibility. Copyright, African Elements.